But those numbers, in case you can also text, in case you wanted to text, 707-613-3284. Call that number in the month of October and, you know, do a short eulogy for someone who needs to hear that you love them. I don't know, someone who may not be around for... Tom's not going to be around forever, Adam. It's like, you know, Tom won't be around forever. Gary's not going to be around
Tom
forever.
Of Tom and Terry? But he doesn't do a podcast.
He's so old, but he's a part of this community, and he does bits on Fatty's show.
Fatty could call in and do a whatever for Granny.
Fatty would never call this show.
I think he has called this show. He just called last show.
That was the joke, Adam. That was a Kathy Bacon joke, because you didn't get it. He just called last show.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fatty would never call this show.
Okay, now, bye-bye. Where's the button? Where is it?
Never gets old. Never, never gets old.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4651. BFO for Monday the 8th. Of December 2025, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to start recapping the trip to Atlanta. Big Fatty, you're continuing it. Oh. Packers, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you unpackers, because that's what Big Fatty spent Sunday afternoon doing. Y'all got back here to the villa, I don't know, about 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon, maybe quarter of one, and what was I saying? Oh, y'all hit a milestone. With Earl Grey, y'all hit 10,000 miles. I've driven Earl Grey 10,000 miles since I purchased Earl Grey at the end of July in 2024. So y'all, that's not a whole lot of miles in basically a year and a half. So anyway, maybe not quite a year and a half, a year and a third. But anyway, y'all, I'm back here at the villa, and I guess we need to just go ahead and get started. Yes, Big Fatty, you're just wasting time. No, I'm really not.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 8th of December, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I met this person. Oh, it's probably been more than 30 years ago. And I met him. Y'all, he's over there in the UCK. And he was friends with Captain D from Tennessee back in the day. And went over to see Captain D and met this person. Y'all, just as nice a person as you'll ever want to meet. Y'all, we've stayed in touch, not regularly, but we've stayed in touch. But recently, when he and Captain D from Tennessee got married, y'all, they started coming here to the to the villa, and y'all just always a good time. Y'all, there's only one that can put up with Captain D, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's none other than Alan and the Ock. Big Fatty, we love Alan and the Ock. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see Alan in the Uck, or as Miss Bacon refers to it, the Yuck, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of pudding. You know, that's a Uck for cake.
Happy birthday!
So y'all, speaking of Captain D from Tennessee and Alan in the Uck, y'all I've got three Advent, you know, the Wicked Advent calendar I've got three things to open today. Y'all, first is for Sat D, that would be the 6. Now let me see if I can find the 6 on here somewhere. Where is it? There it is. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's kind of a itty bitty one. Oh, what is in there? Oh, Big. Oh, it's a little button. And y'all, it's the it's Elphaba's hat. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the hats. All right, and then there was the seventh. That was Sunday. Let's see, where is number 7 on here? Don't see number 7. Oh, there it is. Y'all, it's a big envelope. It's the Marvelous Land of Oz, Gillikin, Winky, Munchkin, and Quadling. In the middle is the Emerald City. Oh, Big Fatty, look at that. It's a coaster. It's a coaster of the pink one. What's her name? What is her name? Not Elphaba, that's the green one. Galinda. It is a Galinda coaster. That's and y'all, it's purple and gold. And then the 8th, today, Monday, let's just open it up. It's right here. And we'll see what's in there. Oh, Big Fatty, what is that? I don't know. Oh, y'all, look at that. It's 2. Y'all, it's 2, I say, chew butterfly. No, is it 2? No, it's 3. It's 3 little, they're like paper clips, but they're in the shape of pink butterflies. Big Fatty. I'll do. By the way, did you go over and look at the first five things on the calendar? I put it up on for right. And I'll put all this week's up on this coming Friday. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fright little show, and y'all, I had talked to you about the puppet show that I went to of the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and y'all I told you about the different puppets and all that they had in the museum. Y'all, I've got a lot of pictures of them. I'm gonna put them up on the www today at noon. But y'all, I thought, you know, I'm sure some of you thought, oh, this is just for the little children, but y'all, they have adult shows also. They have a full schedule of things from children's to adult. Tales of Edgar Allan Poe, that's going to be one of the adult, and the Mirrored Pool, and Ex-Ex-P- experimental puppetry theater. I think that sounds like it might be being fatty. It sounds like it might be vulgar. It sounds like it might be a chance to go back to Hatlanta. Well, y'all, that's April 29th through May the 3rd. So, y'all, it was just very interesting. Now, y'all, the one thing that made me giggle before the show begins, they have a screen up. And they're projecting different things on the screen, and y'all, there's music playing in the background, and I'm sitting there and I'm going, is that what I think it is? Y'all, this is what I heard. Y'all, this was the theme music from the Win Bacon's money contest that we did a week or so ago. And y'all, I'm sitting there and I'm going, is that it? And you know, I listened and went, yep, that's it. So y'all, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, y'all, it's a trademark violation, I can assure you. I'll have to get the old gals legal team, you know, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, to look into
Big Fatty, why don't you just let it ride since you steal shit all the time?
Well, maybe we will. All right. Anyway, after the puppet show, y'all went back to the motel room and just relaxed, and because y'all, Thursday evening was the annual Podcasters of America dinner. And y'all, it was lovely. We terribly miss Termly Single Tim. Yes, Big Fatty. But we had a lovely evening, y'all. We had Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T. We had his other half, Tommy. We had George in Atlanta. We had Peter Potamus and his other half. And we had Travis. We had Travis and one of his two other halves, and y'all, it was just a lovely evening. We were at the Colonnade, y'all. We had our waiter. I want to say his name was like Sebastian. Gay as a giggle reminded me of Alex Lefebvre. Big Fatty, everyone who's gay as a giggle reminds you of Alex Lefebvre. I this must be something in the water. Anyway, y'all, he was so much fun. George in Atlanta had little giftettes for everyone. Y'all, are these little necklaces, not the big ones, but the little they're the Christmas lights that that are a little necklace. It runs on a little battery and it just flickers, or you can have it there's a fast flicker and a slow flicker and just all just on. And of course Big Fatty had his on the fast flicker, and George in Atlanta goes, oh, you've got it on the epilepsy setting. So, anyway, but y'all, we had such a good time. Big Fatty ordered the fried poke chops. Gay Country West ordered the fried poke chops. Big Fatty got the fried poke chops. Gay Country West got grilled poke chops. So, y'all, I traded one of my fried for one of his grilled. And, and y'all, these poke chops are huge, and it comes with two sides, and they have these nice, they're Parker House rolls, and y'all, you know, they're just, and cone bread. Gay Country West bought me a Tanqueray and tonic, y'all, in a tall glass. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. I had about less than a half an inch of it, and y'all, I was feeling no pain. Now, I hadn't eaten anything since Brofka's, but y'all, anyway, but we had all had a good time. Y'all, there were giftettes, y'all, Peter Potamus, you know, he's been working on a pair of socks.
pair of socks. Yes, Big Fatty, the old people love warm socks and soup. It's true. And so, y'all, he presented me with the socks. Y'all, they look just as nice as they can be. Georgia and Atlanta had a little bag of goodies for me. And Peter Potamus and his husband, Sean, they made homemade cookeries and all. And Wes and Tommy, they got Big Fatty a rim kit. Big Fatty. Well, it's kind of a margarita kit, but y'all, it's rimming is very prevalent. Is the theming of this, but it's two different. Rimming salts and two different types of the, I guess it's the tequila. There's one lime and one mango. And needless to say, it will be used nicely. Yes, Big Fatty, will the special chair be involved? No. Y'all, I've taken a picture of all the giftettes that everyone gave me. Y'all, there was even to my astonishment, there was an Apple Snack Store gift card and two little what is that? Is that green lady that sells the coffee? What's her name? I don't know what her name is, but it's the Starbucks. That's it. It's Princess Starbucks. And so there were two little gift cards to that. And y'all, Travis and Ace, those two bought Big Fatty's supper. So y'all, it was just a lovely evening. Big Fatty gave them a choice of nuts and bolts or Big Fatty's salted nuts. You know, it's just not the holidays until Big Fatty's large salty nuts are in your mouth. Yes, Big Fatty. And and y'all, it was Gay Country West's celebration of exiting the birth canal that evening. But y'all, we just had a lovely evening. We did our normal routine of putting our cellular telephonic devices in the center of the table. You know, the rule is if you pick up cellular telephonic, Big Fatty, you're as bad as the kids over there at the mix. They were tongue-tied. Yes, they were. And if you pick up your phone before the check comes, you pay for the entire table. Now, y'all, we've had to have a rule change because I can't remember if it was Peter Potamus or if it was his husband, but they had a little flip phone. It was kind of powder blue or may have been a seafoam green. And George picked it up, and so y'all, we passed the rule that you can't pick up any phone. But y'all, that's where we are so far at the end of Thursday. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, it's cold. Y'all, when I left to come back Fat Acres, y'all, Earl Grey had frost on it. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, it was a dense fog all the way back to when you got closer. The closer you got to the metropolis, the less fog there was. But, yes, Big Fatty, clear mind, clear eyes. I don't know what that means. Me either. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the mix. And Daniel, is there anything you want to remind everyone about?
Fatty would never call this show.
Okay, now, bye-bye. Where's the button? Where is it?
Never gets old. Never, never gets old.
Big Fatty, you called on your way back.
I did, y'all. Go listen to the latest episode about math.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.